Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning. So we are talking about getting healed, about becoming complete, entire, and whole. Spirit, soul, and body. We've been talking about forgiveness, and especially forgiving God, forgiving others, and forgiving ourselves. We've talked about that forgiveness is now not something we do, but something that we are. Our character, our nature is now forgiving. So it is not at all dependent on the person who wronged us or caused us pain. We forgive now because we are a forgiving person. And we've been talking about forgiving God. The whole concept is not that forgiveness is due only when someone does us wrong, but also when someone causes us pain. And I think when we start to get that into our heads about relationships, that there are times when people hurt us, not to do us ill, not to do us something destructive, but for our own good, but it still causes us pain. And if we don't recognize and deal with that in a responsible way, it can become an interference in that relationship. We can hold it against them. It can be an obstacle. And so once we start recognizing that pain is also something, hurt, damage of any kind is also something that needs to be forgiven. Unintentional pain is something that we need to deal with. And not just when someone intentionally does something wrong to us. Which brings us to forgiving God. And last week your assignment was to take some time and think of areas, or specifically an area, in which you are holding God accountable for something. You are holding something against Him. If there is a reason you can't trust Him, or depend on Him, or you just really don't believe in Him, you know, how could a good God allow such misery on earth? You know, and if that's how you see God, you may have concluded you don't want to know Him. Well, that's something you want to forgive Him for. For not explaining to you why and how He does things. And that's then an obstacle. If we're holding something against God, we want to release Him from that. Because obviously God's knows what He's doing. But that can still cause us pain. And not understanding God causes us to make erroneous judgments and sometimes bad decisions. So we suffer the pain sometimes of our misunderstanding what God is doing. So last week your homework was to take that incident or thoughts and break them down a bit. And start with being specific about the hurts. And this is between you and God. Nobody's going to see it. But you do need to address it to Him. Sort of say it to His face. You know, the goal is to have an open relationship with Him. So you start with being specific about the hurt. And it's best to do one at a time. You may have a long list. You may have nothing on your list as far as you know. Something will come up. And it's good to know how to handle this. But just take one at a time. And just say, you know, God, it hurt me when you did this and that. Fill in the blank. Now, one thing to remember, don't be blaming a second cause. Everything that has ever happened in your life has come from Him. Where you are right now is strictly between you and Him, you and God. No angel or demon or ex-husband or bad parenting or tragic accident slipped by God's watchful eye on your life. So there are no second causes. There's only God. So look Him square in the eye and tell Him, it hurt me when you did this and that, when you put me in that lousy family, when you allowed me to be born into poverty. Whatever it is, when you took my child, it hurt me when you allowed that drunk driver to cross the median and slam into our car. So be very specific. Next, your homework was to be very specific about your feelings, most of us understand, okay, we don't hold God, you know, we are not in a position to hold God accountable. Okay, we believe that, we know that, we think that. But these big issues are much more fashioned around our emotions than our thoughts. So specifically, write down how you feel and address it to Him. God, when you allowed this to happen, when you did this in my life, it made me feel, for instance, abandoned, that I can't trust you, that you hate me, that there is no such thing as love. So you put down what you feel. And then next is record your expectations. Why is this a problem for you? What were you thinking about God? It's going to sound like, again, you're going to address God. I had thought that or expected that if you loved me, you would, and then fill in the blank. For instance, I had thought that if you loved me, you would have protected me. I had thought that if you loved me, you wouldn't have let me make such stupid decisions. I had thought that if you loved me, you wouldn't take my child. Whatever it is, you put down your thoughts. And then we're going to identify the obstacle. What's affecting your life now? Still, you're addressing God, and you tell him what you think. So I started to believe that. Fill in the blank. So I started to believe that though I think you're real, I'm just not going to have anything to do with you. Or I started to believe that you love everyone else, but you don't love me. Or I had started to believe that I must have done something to disappoint you. Or I started to believe that I somehow must have deserved this. So get it all out there. And again, you may have to do this over and over and over again. And you probably will. And you'll probably have to do this for the rest of your life, because there will be times in all of our lives when God puts us in situations where we're not comfortable, where we experience some level of pain or uncertainty, confusion, anger, fear. And if we recognize that God is the only cause, the first cause of everything in our lives, anything that stands in our way, that causes us, that surprises us, that causes us pain or fear, comes from him. And we have to find a way to keep our relationship with him clear. So what do we do next? We've identified those areas, and we've identified the obstacle. We've identified the hurt and the effects that that hurt have had. The effects the hurt has had in our relationship with God. So now what? We say and focus on and acknowledge that despite our feelings and our beliefs, we are a forgiving person. So I'm just going to read a little phrase you can repeat to God. I'm going to read it kind of slow so you can follow along, but feel free to write it down when you get a chance. As always, this kind of thing is a lot of this, not everything, but we actually have forms in the book, Getting Healed, if you are having trouble following along the radio. Some things are better in print. Just follow along in agreement. And again, we are speaking directly to God, face to face. This is about your relationship with him. God, I recognize that despite my feelings and my beliefs, I am now a forgiving person by my new birth. And being a forgiving person, I forgive you for hurting me. I release you unconditionally from being accountable to explain why you did what you did. And I accept your sovereignty, your righteousness on behalf of your love for me. Right now, I'm releasing you off the hook. And Father, because I am your son, I also give you permission to continue to do whatever is necessary to bring your plans for my life into completion. I know you love me, and that everything you're doing is for me. I also acknowledge that because we are already speaking spirit to spirit, I have already agreed and given assent to everything, all pain, all blessing, all challenges, everything you have done, you are doing, and you will do in my life. And I thank you for it, even for the hurts, and now know that there is no barrier between us in this matter. So take that to him. Think him through with him. Let him speak to you. Let him release you in that area. You may even want to go ahead and sign it and date it. And mark that day as that area, is this time, this place, this day, that you have released God. You are no longer going to hold him accountable for his actions in that area. Now, a lot of times we go, oh, well, of course, I'm not judging God. I'm not holding him accountable. That would be wrong. That would be, but we still do it. So rather than be trapped by that lie that we're not doing it, embrace it, acknowledge it, and release God. Do this as often as you need to clear up and to stay clear. Remove any obstacles between you and God. One of the other huge misconceptions we have is that if we just understood why God does something, the pain would go away. So we look for answers. We try to understand. We try to acknowledge. We try to put God's actions toward us in context of some kind. And yet God's ways are not our ways. And in some cases, he may speak to us about why he is doing or has done certain things. But he's certainly not accountable to do that. And most often, it does not change our grief. It does not make the pain go away. And so often, our lives revolve around getting out of pain. And so we can be manipulated by being, by the threat of pain, by the threat of discomfort. And so we want to remember that everything God is doing in our lives not only is for us, but is with us. We have agreed to it. And not only have we agreed to it, in your spirit, you do understand why he's doing it. Our problem, as usual, is in our soul. So by acknowledging that he loves us and acknowledging that we are a forgiving person, we can release him from being accountable to us. And we give him permission to continue to do whatever he wants to in our lives. And we can thank him for his being the God, for his knowing what's best for us. And we can restore that relationship. So this may take you a while to do. Some of us have a lot of things we've been holding against God. Sometimes they're just one really big thing, but then they'll have an effect, a ripple effect. So this is an opportunity to take other measures to get those other wounds healed. So don't worry about going off on rabbit trails. This isn't, getting healed is not the goal of getting healed. Going through this process is not to stay focused on one thing. It's to get healed. So once we become aware of God's healing in a particular area, and we find ourselves thinking about other things or going in a different direction, very often, not always, but very often, it will be because the Lord has other wounds he wants to heal, other lies and deceptions he wants to reveal. Remember, we don't have to talk God into healing us. He wants us whole. But it's going to be on his terms. So we're going to start along the same guidelines for forgiving others. When we know who we are in Christ and how much God loves others, we are free to let others be exactly where they are, because we can rest that that's where God has them. He is in control. We are free to rest in our relationship with God and with others. We gain that confidence that over time, our behavior towards others will line up with who we truly are. We will therefore avoid using manipulation or threats or judging or pressuring or condemning others for being where they are. We instead love them unconditionally. Now, we've talked before and we'll talk again about how forgiving someone does not let them, does not excuse their behavior, does not relieve them of consequences of their behavior. When someone breaks your trust, you can forgive them, but still acknowledge that they have to rebuild the trust. And you can forgive them and still have to face an end to that relationship. So forgiving someone does not mean that they get to continue in bad behavior. Forgiving someone is an acknowledgement of your character, your state of being as a forgiving person. So take a moment or two or three to let God bring to your attention people you may be holding accountable for wrongs that they may have committed against you. This is personal now. This is not about things out in the world. So wrongs that may have been committed against you or for withholding what you feel you deserve. Now, this is specifically between you and God. This is not something you need to go be telling anybody else about unless He specifically directs you. And even then, it is only between you, God, and the offending person. You don't need to make this public. You don't need to, at this point, draw the other person into it. This is about acknowledging your new nature as a forgiving person. So the first thing I want you to do is just write a list of anyone that God brings to your attention that you are holding at arm's length because they hurt you. Because they did you wrong, because they withheld something from you that you thought was yours, that they stood in your way, that they interfered in your life. Anyone you're angry at, disappointed in. Now, for some of you, you're on your second page already. That's fine. But then Lord, let the Lord bring to your attention, one at a time, who He wants to talk to you about. And if you need to do this over and over again for every person on your list, that's fine. But odds are, once you start releasing and understand the principles and the process, you'll be able to release them much more quickly. And you'll have things in perspective. So for now, just start with each one of those names. Or pick one. Let the Lord bring to your attention just the first one. And just as we did with forgiving God, write very specifically what your hurt is. And address that person. Like, you know, a person's name or your parent, mom. It hurt me when you. And describe in detail specifically what it was that hurt you. And we'll pick it up here next Tuesday at 7:30 So you've got plenty of homework to do. If you've got any questions or comments, feel free to drop me a line or visit the blog. All my contact information is there at wecanprepare.org. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio.